Look, it's summer. All the good TV shows are pretty much over. You might as well get out of the house and do something this weekend. We'll tell you how to spend yours on the Social Club podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, May 29th, 2015. May is almost over. June is almost here. And you're tuned to the 90.5 WESA Social Club with me, Josh Rawlerson, and with Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel, how's it going?
I'm good.
Did you have a nice holiday weekend?
I did. It was very relaxing, which I'm not used to, but I thoroughly enjoyed.
What does Rachel Carlson do to relax?
I'm binge watching Mad Men again.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually. So, I don't know. I got obsessed with the fact that it's an amazing show.
Don't spoil anything. I'm still like two episodes left.
Okay. But it's such an amazing show, and I was watching the marathon while they were up to the finale, and then I kept just watching it, and I'm like, wait a second, I have Netflix. So I've been binge watching from season one and on. So I'm on the end of season two. I just watched the finale of season two, where big things happen between Peggy and Pete. And
I forgot about that.
That's the thing. I forget about so much. And I see all these, and then I see all these people that I recognize, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're on this show, or they're on that show now, or they're.
I believe they set it up somehow, like over the last, whatever, three or four seasons, that Peggy and Pete never have anything to do with each other, but like once a season, they'll put them in the same room together.
That's
and
what
there'll
I
be some weird.
Always think it's so weird.
You have to remember, oh yeah, they have that.
Baby.
Past. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, guys.
Spoiled the end of season two.
Bleep
Rachel.
That out.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah.
Moving on.
Well,
that
you need
show's
to watch.
Over,
anyway,
so you got to fill the void in your life with
everyone
something
needs
else.
To watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what did you do other than watch TV?
Oh, gosh. Do yard work, which is super domestic.
That's pretty
and
glamorous.
Now my back hurts, which is super old lady of me.
Tell me about it.
And, sat on my porch and drank some delicious wine from Narcisse Winery.
Nice.
Out in the burbs. Have you ever been there?
No.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What do they make?
Mostly white. They have a red that they introduced this year that I actually enjoyed. I wasn't a fan of their reds before, but this one was really good. But they have this, and I say it really awful, and me and my husband have a nickname for it. It's a German, it's like Gerstenmeier. Yes. Oh my gosh. Mm. We have a German friend and he has this really long last name. So we just call it his last name, but it's not really that. But it's delicious. So what about you? I'm assuming yard work,
yard sale, big yard sale during which I unearthed like an old box of homebrew from like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago.
Wait, there's beer.
Yeah,
that you found in the corner.
I brewed and bottled beer like before my oldest child was born.
And you forgot about it?
And yeah, lost it. Well, like it survived a couple of moves apparently and then just went into storage in my house.
This makes me a little nervous.
I've been trying to drink these things. It's not good.
Oh.
I mean, it may not have been that good to begin with, but it hasn't held up well over the years.
It didn't age gracefully.
Just like living in the garage of freezing and boiling and freezing water.
I would think if you drank it, you would poison yourself, potentially.
Possibly, yeah.
But you did drink it.
Yeah, I have not gone blind. Weirdly, like the carbonation holds up really nicely. There's a nice, thick, foamy head on each of these pores, but
I would
good.
Not. If you offer me a glass, I would.
Yeah, you'd
decline,
be wise.
Politely.
To decline that.
Probably not even politely. I'd be like,
hey, fair enough. Just, yeah, throw it in my face. I deserve
no.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so,
embarrassed.
Making the big bucks on the garage sale.
Yeah, I made some money. Yeah, people are really into, you know, crap.
I heard you are a regretful seller, though.
I did have a little seller's remorse. I sold a lot of old CDs that I thought I didn't want anymore, but when I saw what people were choosing, I was like, oh, that is a good CD.
Yeah.
Like, but just because I ripped it into iTunes years ago doesn't mean I don't still want the physical object.
Like Mariah Carey's number ones.
Fondle.
I'm sure. Big
oh,
part
yeah,
of your life.
Sure. All the
Boys
best hits
men.
Of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's I can just pull out of the 90s. Well, she was 80s too, but yeah, I understand. It's
yeah.
okay.
So those sold really well. I got rid of like some old musical instruments and gear that I don't need anymore. And
how much were you selling the CDs for?
$2.
Did it depend
$2
on
each.
The name?
No, it was all like I didn't want to like sort through and pick out the ones I wasn't interested in selling because I didn't think anybody would buy them anyway. So I just put them all out there and said $2 each.
Was there something that sold that you like your most embarrassing album that sold that you were like, I can't believe someone bought that?
Jesus, I don't know. Well, we got there was a mystery of how we ended up with an Alicia Keys CD somewhere in there because it wasn't mine and my wife claims it wasn't hers. Mm-hmm. Somebody bought it and we had to like take their money and acknowledge that for some reason there was an Alicia Keys CD in our possession.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I don't hate her, but I never bought her
records. Sure, sure. Someone did.
Someone did. Somebody's enjoying that.
Yeah. Good. Well, that sounds like a good weekend.
Big weekend.
Yeah.
Lots going on. Yeah.
Well, lots going on this weekend.
Okay, tell me about it. What's happening?
So we've got lots going on, as I said. First up is the Always Fun Carnegie Science Center 21 Plus. This one's a good one for you, Josh, because I do notice that you do like to imbibe in a lot of different coffee.
Sure.
And
yeah, that's
true. A lot of coffee during the day. So this is the 21
more
Plus.
More the second one than the first one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this is for you because the theme is coffee. So they always come up with these brilliant themes and they always tie it to science, which I enjoy. So they'll be focusing on cupping. And they'll be focusing on the taste and the different flavors.
Can you explain what cupping is?
I think it's like the pour-over type process.
Okay. All right.
I'm assuming, actually, you'll probably learn if I'm wrong. You'll learn at the Carnegie Science Center. But it's $15 and gets you in and gets you some delicious coffee.
Get you caffeinated.
Get to roam around the Science Center, which is always a fun time. And it's a great time to go.
Nice.
And then we also have, I love this theme and I love this title, In Bed by 10 Dance Party. So I got this email shot across and I'm like, this sounds like a party for me. It totally is. Totally is for you, Josh. So this party, I got
so
excited.
You're right, it is, to my everlasting dismay. That is exactly
absolutely
for me.
So this is at the New Spirit Bar / Club / used to be like a old Moose Lodge or something in Lower Lawrenceville, which Lower Lawrenceville is definitely getting busier these days. And they're doing a dance party pretty much from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Spirit. And you can go and dance the night. The early evening hours, I should say, away.
A fraction of the night.
Yeah. And then you can go home and fall asleep to Netflix, they said
now
on the
talking
description.
Yeah, that's what I'm into.
I love it. I love it. This is brilliant. I kind of assume that they'll probably, this is the kickoff and they'll do more, but sounds like fun. And then it kind of rolls into Saturday because you can maybe be in bed by 10 because you want to stay up a little later. Pittsburgh Record Fest number 13 is happening at Spirit again the next night. And so Record Fest.
Tell me about Record Fest.
Is pretty much a bajillion different records for sale.
That's a lot of records.
I know.
Any Alicia Keys in there?
There might be. You never know. Well, I have just recently gotten into records. I just bought my first record player.
Oh, they got you too.
I'm so excited.
You're,
I know.
You're into vinyl.
I know. So I'm into vinyl. I'm a little bit of a little curious, a little nervous because flipping through all those vinyls is a lot of work. Number one, you could be there for hours. Number two,
it's a whole lifestyle you got to commit to.
Well, I didn't realize, too, you have to look at the back and the front, make sure it's not scratched, or I just didn't.
So you're seeking out, like, the vintage, like, the original issues of these?
No, no, no. I'm just seeking out fun music that I want to listen to. I don't, but I like the idea of used because it's cheaper.
Sure.
But I don't like the idea of it skipping.
I see your point.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Do you have a record player?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe if you go to Record Fest, it's $3. And
that's
you can go dig through some records and maybe get inspired to get a record player.
That's all I need, having cleared out a substantial portion of my basement of crap. Is new crap to put in there. Yeah,
that's
a bunch of old records. That'd be classic.
Well, I think it's a good thing. You can also, in the sense of Mad Men as well, you can also head to a bourbon release and birthday bash at the Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House on the north side.
Very nice.
So this one is Friday, so we're jumping around a little bit just because I wanted to roll
it's
with
okay. I'm with you. I can
the venue at the same place, same things going on. Anyway, so Wiggle Whiskey is releasing bourbon.
This is like the Pennsylvania style bourbon that they've created, right?
It says it is the releasing the first bottles of Pennsylvania bourbon in 30 years. So this is a big deal.
Nice.
I think it definitely rolls into the Mad Men territory for me. I'm feeling that vibe.
Just
so,
riding that whole retro wave.
I'm totally into it. And what goes better with bourbon than birthday cake?
Obviously.
Or alliteration, you know.
That's kind of an easy one, birthday cake with
bourbon,
most things.
You know. Yeah. So party hats. They're going to have a piñata. I mean, all of this stuff is just ridiculous, but I love it. And they throw a good party, so guaranteed good party. $25 on the north side gets you in. You get to have some Pennsylvania bourbon that no one has had in 30 years, so you'll feel special. And
I've got some really old homebrew.
Oh, that scares me.
Yeah, it's a little different.
No.
It doesn't age as well.
I don't. If anyone, this is a public service announcement. If you go to Josh's, or if Josh offers you homebrew, be wary.
Decline.
Politely or not
or
politely.
Or just discreetly, you know,
pour it
in a pot.
Pour it over your shoulder like salt.
No one will notice.
Yeah, no one will notice. So another one that I thought was really cool, and really random, but really cool, and really in with the theme of resurrecting Ghostbusters and resurrecting things.
Okay.
Is the ghost hunt at Cary Furnace with Ghosts in That Paranormal Adventures. Josh, did you know that we have a chapter of paranormal investigators?
I had no idea.
In Pittsburgh.
But it figures. There's a lot of spooky old buildings and industrial ruins around that I would think would be haunted.
So. I saw on Instagram someone bought a house in Braddock, and I looked at it. And it's definitely haunted. Like, there's no question.
You can just tell sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're into the paranormal activities, or if you just want to be thrilled and chilled and spooked prior to Halloween, this is $50. So it's not cheap, but it sounds interesting in terms of what they do and what they'll explain. And apparently they have ties with some of the sci-fi channels. So I think it's legit. So if you're interested in paranormal
activity.
You think
activity, this is a legit ghost hunt?
I do.
Not one of these shady fly-by-night.
No, I think this is legit.
Ghost hunts.
I think this is legit. Head to Yelp and check out the event listing. You will agree with me.
All right.
If you are not into ghosts but are into 5Ks/scavenger hunts, the city spree.
Not one of your better segues, I have to say.
Oh, crap. Sorry. Yeah. Well, I tried.
It's all right.
If you're into running from ghosts and you need to get some practice in, the City Spree 5K. So the City Spree, have you heard of it, Josh?
Is this part of the Open Streets?
So it's part of Open Streets.
Yeah.
And the City Spree pretty much is a 5K with no course.
Nice.
So I think it's basically you run and it's a scavenger hunt.
Did you ever see like the Monty Python bit about the 100-yard dash for people with no sense of direction?
No.
And the gun goes off and they just scatter.
Oh my gosh. That sounds.
That's what that reminds me.
I think this is probably in line with that. You have to register. So definitely if you're listening to this on Friday or maybe Saturday, definitely register. But it sounds really cool in terms of dashing around the city. They'll have different hidden clues and checkpoints around the whole city. So you can check that out. And it's part of Open Streets. Josh, are you excited about Open Streets?
Open Streets sounds completely awesome.
And why does it sound completely awesome?
Because you just get to run wild in downtown Pittsburgh. There's 3.5 miles blocked off, no cars, and there's yoga classes and there's races and there's, I don't know, I assume there's like food and stuff.
And?
Presumably. And I don't know, Yelp Pittsburgh, what?
The bike share.
Well, this is what we've been told. The bike
share
will have launched by Sunday.
May 31st.
Maybe by the time you're hearing this, the bikes are available. As of today, when we're recording, a lot of racks, no bikes. They've promised the system will launch in May. So we're down to like the last 72 hours. It would be a great occasion to be able to try out the bike share for the first time.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's such a cool thing. There's over 50 locations, 11 neighborhoods. So obviously, if you need a bike, you need to get somewhere. it's going to be available.
Yeah,
but
get downtown for Open Streets.
Yeah, but Open Streets, it's true. And the schedule is super comprehensive in terms of looking at what's going on around Market Square, what's going on 8th and Penn, and then 23rd and Penn, too, has all these different schedules, like you said, with yoga. And I just like this one is on the 23rd and Penn, Dancing in the Streets from 11 to 12.
Nice.
Just dance. So I think it's going to be a big thing. I think it's going to be a fun thing to do, and I think it's going to be really great people watching too, to be honest.
No doubt, yes.
So if you're into people watching, which I thoroughly enjoy, head down on Sunday. It's
all right.
Pretty packed weekend.
I'm tired already.
I know.
I'm just
going to
go lie down for a while.
Okay, lie down and then get up on Friday. Get the coffee in.
There you go.
And then you'll be good to go.
Start the weekend off with coffee. And then re-up as necessary.
Yeah. Dance around a little bit.
We'll see you on the street.
Yeah, and we'll see you on the street.
All right, Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.